We're witnessing the climate changing, and the way industrial agriculture is making the soil over time degraded, erasing the ecological makeup, needing ever-increasing applications of chemical agents to create the food and crops we need to sustain us. We've studied the dramatic collapse of past civilizations caused by the habits of massive resource exploitation and a lack of topsoil preservation. We've heard of permaculture, we've heard of conservation, we've heard of organic farming and reforestation. But what if there was a way that collated all those disciplines together to potentially deal with all the problems aforementioned? A way to produce resources large scale and earn from crops in a way that can respect what the earth wants, in synchrony with the forest risen from the nadir. We better chat to Ernst Gosch in the Brazilian province of Bahia. Communes with the earth gods, a scientist in synchrony with the earth's clocks, a farmer since age 3. It's plain to see what his methods are able to achieve. Check this amazing green oasis in the middle of a wasteland near Brasilia. And further out down low, students of his ground code have improved an industrial farm in São Paulo. The boundless growth and yields make an impression. No herbicides or fertilizers are let in. They're not necessary with this agroforestry method, which is based on the basics of forest succession. Use biomimicry for forest development. Plant cross between every tree, pruning incessant. Mulch cycles endlessly, the opposite of entropy. Work with the forest, not against it, syntropy. So witness this. Watch Ernst Gosch just shift this whole growth emphasis. Download the mind-blowing images, which show that his notion's legitimate. In 86 he bought land from logging interests. Strips of its trees, oh so desolate. Relentless planting and pruning make it grow so limitless, improving soil and photosynthesis. Food crops and cocoa enter this. Whole loads of CO2 sequestered next. Microclimate grows and controls temperatures, retains water so streams just flow so continuous. He says human beings have grown so distanced from nature and the planet, thinking we're apart from it, that we're the intelligent ones in charge of it. But real wisdom is admitting that there's an intelligent living system, and we're a part of it. And we're a part of it. And we're a part of it.
Hey everyone, it's Hugo the Poet. I really hope that you enjoyed that documentary rap summary of Life in Syntropy. What an incredible documentary. You've got to check out the full version, of course. We couldn't sum up everything just in a rap, and I didn't want to either. I really want to encourage people to go and check out the original. Thanks so much to my man Flo for editing the video. This is a major milestone, getting someone to professionally edit the video funded by Patreon supporters. So thanks secondly, of course, or primarily to Patreon supporters, all you guys, for making this happen. Your contributions are crucial. So please check out the original documentary. It's called Life in Syntropy. It's a beautiful vision for how agroforestry can happen and help situations on the planet. And also check out the original tune by the amazing Body Percussion group Barba Tuques from Brazil, their song Baiana. And that blend, that closey remix was also blended by my man Treats, the DJ from Hugo and Treats. Awesome cat. So I'm here, just in case you're wondering where I'm at, I'm in Queensland. I'm just up the hill from the Earth Frequency Festival. It's been an amazing weekend. I think I still got like face paint on my face from an awesome time. Yeah, we got the Troopy in the background that we're going around the country with. It's a phenomenal time. If you ever get the chance to visit this country, do so. And, you know, hold that vision for great ideas like agroforestry to take hold on the planet and more innovation of that kind. All right, guys, thanks a lot. If anyone wants to sign up on Patreon, that would be incredibly appreciated. Many thanks. Bye.